to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Clean Slate Podcast. Guys, thanks, Justin, for... I don't know why I said guys. Thanks, Justin, for that intro. We are going to get into it, guys. We hope you are enjoying the series so far. And if this is your first episode so far that you've listened to us, we have a ton of other ones that we have done so far. So go back and listen to those. And we have last year's, too. Last year, I think we still hold up on all those episodes. Those are good episodes. But, guys,
So if you want more Halloween goodness, last year, check it out.
Yeah, it's true. Guys, but we have a classic for you. 1968 film called Rosemary's Baby. This is my first watch. How many times have you seen this, Carson?
So, I watched this last night with Alyssa for the first time with her.
That's crazy.
I've seen this a lot, though. I've seen this movie maybe 8 times.
Holy cow.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
It's in my top 10. So, I mean, I was scared to even make you watch this because I know you're skeptical of older movies. And I was scared to show Alyssa, but she even liked it. So, I think... we're going to have a good conversation today. I own this movie on the Criterion Blu-ray.
Oh, nice.
Lots of great special features, so I might insert some of what I've learned from the special features.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's... you've never seen this before, right?
No, this is the first watch. And yeah, kind of like what you were saying, I was a little bit skeptical, but I think I found a really nice place to call home for 60s and 50s films. I don't know what it is about them, but they really feel like I love watching them. It's a good time for me now.
You've liked more and more older movies lately, too.
I know. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but or I just have a new appreciation for some of these older films. But, okay, so here is the log line for Rosemary's Baby. A young couple trying for a baby moves into an aging, ornate apartment building on Central Park West, where they find themselves surrounded by peculiar neighbors. So, yeah, it's a really good film. I think I didn't know anything about this film going into it. I'm going to just take over real quick because it was my first watch. But... I knew nothing of this film going into it, and I didn't know if it was going to be, you know, demonic or if it was going to be whatever, murderer, whatever. So just doing that, I think it really paid off for how I thought about the movie, because first of all, the acting for this movie is phenomenal. Like,
it's so good.
Just about every single actor is on point.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, dude, that's tough.
Cassavetes? John Cassavetes, probably, huh? The husband?
Yes, he's very good. I did like the doctor.
He's such a good actor. He was good, too.
The
Mia Farrow, obviously, is great, too.
Yeah. So, it's really hard to choose. But you know what I also kind of, who I really liked was the girl at the beginning. I don't remember all the names.
Oh,
but the one in the laundry room.
The one who, you know.
Yeah.
She's good.
She was great, but then I was so sad when her fate came to an end.
Oh, I know. I know, and it's like after you just like, oh, I can't wait to be friends with this character.
Yeah. So I don't know. I might go into it a little bit here, but for me, I think this movie might have hit a lot more home with me because I literally watched this last night right before going to bed. And
you just had a baby.
And I just had a baby, yeah. So she's 4 months old. And I don't know. I was just like really
feeling...
And she's
also the Antichrist.
Well, spoiler. so I was really feeling bad for Mia Farrow. That's her name?
Yeah.
Mia Farrow. Character. I was just like, dude, like... And it really kind of brings in what I love about this is you, like, without being so on the nose, you feel the motherly instincts in this movie of, like, I'm trying to protect my child. And,
well, Yeah.
So,
well, I'm going to say that's also something Alyssa and I talked about is how quickly women are dismissed when they have medical issues by doctors.
Yeah.
And, like, this was in the 60s, but that still happens today. Like, if you don't get a good doctor, they'll just be like, oh, whatever, that pain you're feeling is normal.
Or just
like,
take this medicine.
You're pregnant. You're crazy. And that's just not the case. But,
yeah,
it's definitely an interesting theme for this movie.
Yeah, so John Cassavetes, he was a good husband at first, but then he really just becomes this.
So much.
Yeah, he just becomes an ass, and
overnight too.
He really was. But I think my favorite parts of this movie, I'll finish up here, is that he like the slow build to where you find out what's actually happening was beautifully timed. Like I just. They weren't so up in your face about it, but they were like perfectly subtle enough to where you're like, okay, something's going on here, and so I loved the plot overall. It was probably a 9 out of 10 for me. Like this so far, like what I said, is a runaway movie for me in this marathon. Like it took me by surprise. The only dislike I have is, and I told you, is a little bit of the cheesiness at the very end when. You find out what happens.
It gets a little campy.
Yeah, and they're just like, they go crazy at the very end. And I was just like, ugh, that's a little cringe. But that is...
Although that final scene's, like, really poetic, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, it ends...
It's just a little corny in between there.
Yeah, it ends perfectly. But, that, like what I said, yeah, it just, like, takes a weird kind of repetition that was just meh. But overall, yeah 9 out of 10. Love this movie. It is a little bit gory, and there is a little bit of demonic kind of dealings
essay as well.
Yeah, in this, so it is like a little bit. It's pretty intense. So just pre-warn yourselves. I would probably give
trigger
this,
warning for all that. Yeah,
for a gore factor, horror factor, all that. I would probably give it about an 8 out of 10. It is up there, but then again, it's a 60s 8 out of 10. So it's like. If you've gone through a lot of the movies that we've gone through so far, like it won't traumatize you.
You should be able to handle this.
But if you're
I feel like this movie handles tough subjects a little bit differently than our other movies.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of interesting. But yeah, so honestly, I'm glad you liked this. I'm really happy. I was worried because I didn't want to be like, oh, I love this movie, and then you hated it. So yeah, I do love this movie. I know that's weird to say about a movie about Satan, but I do love this movie. I think it has lots of interesting themes. You know, obviously it talks about like paranoia, women's issues. Catholicism is a big theme in this as well. For sure. But I do want to acknowledge, so that way nobody says that we're dumb, that Roman Polanski, the director of this film, is most likely a bad person.
Okay,
that's all I'm gonna say about that. There's some stuff about that. And anyways, so let's get back to the movie. So overall. Great movie. I think Mia Farrow is a highlight of this. She's very like babyish throughout this film, and I think it works really well with her character. She's not like naive, but she's like borderline naive, where she's just very trusting of others. But she's also very like modern for the time period, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And that does start to rub other characters the wrong way later on. But at first, like you were saying, like her husband and her are getting along. They're for the time period, they're probably considered very progressive. In their like relationship and how they treat each other. And I think it's just what makes this story work so well is you see Guy, her husband, slowly become this horrible, probably classic male archetype from that time period. And the things he does to get what he wants as an actor is horrible. And I think it tells a very captivating story that's beyond just a horror film. It's reality for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes this work so well. There's also like the whole mystery angle, like figuring out the anagram. I feel like that's filmed very well.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is killer.
It's so great.
It'll get stuck in your head. And then visually it's gorgeous. Like this is a very pretty movie. I can't think of like any really like shots that bothered me. There might be a few like outdated cut style stuff here and there, but
like the dream
overall,
sequence
it looks,
felt a little outdated, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah. It's honestly, you can see how a film like this influenced so many horror films later, especially like the A24 stuff. I feel like they take a lot of their stuff from this.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Especially like the cultish kind of vibes.
All that angle there. Yeah. And then one thing I do want to say, as I mentioned before, I found some behind the scenes stuff. So I was watching an interview of all the cast and crew as of, I think, 2016 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that was really crazy to me, so Mia Farrow, for those of you who don't know, she used to be married to Frank Sinatra at one point.
Nice.
During the filming of this.
Do your thing.
And yeah. she had the screenplay, and she gave it to him, and he read it, and he's like, I can't see you doing this. And she was nervous because there is a scene involving SA in this, and she's like, I don't know if I should take this. He's like, you shouldn't take this. You're not right for the role. You're not good enough for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so she took the role anyways. She said, screw you, Frank. And he basically said, hey, if you don't come work on this other movie with me instead of doing this, they were 3 months into production. And he's like, I'm going to divorce you. And she's like, well, I got to make the movie. I don't just quit what things I start, especially 3 months in. And he ended up serving her divorce papers while they were on set in front of everybody.
Damn.
So that's kind of crazy. Apparently Sharon Tate like comforted her. So Roman Polanski was married to Sharon Tate. You know about her because of the Manson murders.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all that interesting stuff there. Like, she was literally being treated poorly by her husband for making this movie that's about being treated poorly by your husband. So just kind of a weird parallel there. But, yeah, overall, this is a great movie. I think if you're sensitive to certain things, you might want to skip it. But if not, I said give it a watch. It's definitely a classic for a reason.
I highly recommend it. However, there's just some things, again, if... you know, you're going to be a little bit sensitive to the satanic stuff, the cultish stuff, the witch stuff.
Prepared.
Yeah, just be prepared for that. But for those of you who are just in for it, guys, revisit Rosemary's Baby if you haven't seen it, or if you've seen it, and check it out if you haven't seen it. I think it's really worth the watch. So other than that, guys, we are going to wrap up this episode. We got a double series, double feature film coming to you tomorrow.
Ooh.
Which is movies that just recently came out, and they are honestly probably the best A24 films that I've seen lately, and that is Pearl and X. So guys, you'll
also want... that's our 100th episode.
Oh wow, nice guys. Ever. So we're gonna be talking,
it should be our 100th episode.
Well, hey, that will be insane and fun. Well, it kind of feels like full circle, A24 to A24. yeah guys, check out Pearl and X. Those ones are rented anywhere that you can rent movies, but we will be talking about that tomorrow, so stay tuned for
should we throw out a Hell Satan, you know?
No,
in honor.
anyway guys, we will see you tomorrow, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. That's a clean slate.